Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk among us.
I'm a mother and a grandmother, and because of that, I believe that everything that I think and do and say affects seven generations down the road, and those seven generations down the road have said, do something.
I was in the corporate world. I was producing television and doing some consulting in the technology industry, and I looked around at the world and I felt as though we needed to all do something to deal with the crises that we're all facing as a global village. And so I left the corporate world and found my way to Africa and met Ina. In that process, Africa really opened our hearts and pulled us in, and we've been committed to working to create a better world together ever since.
The Bakker Foundation, based in Massachusetts, USA, and Burkina Faso, is a nonprofit organization co-founded by Ina and Esu Anahata that reaches out to people in West Africa to improve the quality of their lives. Bakker is an African word that means thank you, please, an expression of blessing and gratitude. Neither Ina nor Esu had any background in doing humanitarian and organizational work, yet they set aside their careers and changed their lives with great courage to follow the call from deep within their hearts. In the year 2004, after making several trips to Africa, Ina and Esu Anahata decided something needed to be done to help the people of Burkina Faso, a small country in West Africa that faces many of the same challenges encountered by other developing nations. They established the Bakker Foundation and set out to assist the country in achieving the United Nations Millennium Development Goals by 2015. These are a set of 8 broad-based goals, such as universal primary education, agreed upon by 189 world leaders at the United Nations Millennium Summit in 2000. Burkina Faso has a population of 15 million people. Every day, many of them must walk 6 miles to get clean water. The first step the foundation took to reach the United Nations Millennium Development Goals was to provide the people of Burkina Faso, known as Burkinabe, with a steady source of clean water, no matter where they lived.
Ourselves out in the bush as an answer to prayer. And everyone, wherever you go here in Burkina, first greets you with water. And everyone has greeted us and accepted us and been friendly to us and given us a food to eat and wash our clothes and a bed to sleep in. And we decided that we needed to do something about it. We knew that the answer had to come from the women. So we went to the women and we said, let's join hands. What is the first problem? If every single woman can say water, 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 water and peace are linked. Water and life are linked. So it's an easy answer to what it is that we've come here to do.
The mission of the Barca Foundation is to achieve the Millennium Development Goals here in Burkina Faso. Our strategy for achieving these ambitious goals is to just simply focus on clean water. Because once you focus on clean water, many of these goals just take care of themselves. Women are empowered, girls can go to school, agriculture and irrigation becomes possible, disease is reduced, and so forth. So that's our main strategy, is to just simply work on clean water for all and let the rest take care of itself.
Working intensively with educational and cultural exchange programs in the U.S. and in Burkina Faso, Ina and Esu Anahata believe deeply that the country of the honorable people, as the name Burkina Faso means, has deep-rooted wisdom to share with the rest of the world.
We have learned through the teachings of Native American people that we've had the fortune to be with, and the people in Africa, the spirit of water is all about gratitude, reciprocity, grief, cleansing, healing, and peace. And so the human right of everyone on this planet is to be able to have clean water. It's very simple, and with that brings peace.
To raise funds for building water facilities and to spread the peaceful message around the world, the Barca Foundation launched Walk for Water events in both U.S. and Burkina Faso. When we return, we will find out more about these successful activities and join the ceremony of the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to today's presentation featuring the Barca Foundation, a nonprofit organization that received the Shining World Compassion Award for their dedication in bringing clean water to the people of Burkina Faso. In spring 2009, while planning an event for their first water well in Burkina Faso, Ina and Esu met Danny Garcia, founder of the charity Global Walk. He had walked over 40,000 kilometers across 5 continents, promoting world peace and children's rights. Together, Global Walk and the Barca Foundation launched the Peace, Water, and Wisdom Walk to raise funds, in particular for drilling their first water well. The 800-kilometer journey of the Peace, Water, and Wisdom Walk started at the United Nations Plaza in New York City, USA, on May 11, 2009. And culminated in Bangor, Maine on May 30th, passing through 20 northeastern U.S. cities in 20 days. It was during the walk that the collaborating groups received news about Supreme Master Ching Hai's donation of $20,000 in support of their compassionate, noble work.
I was walking and they called me and they said, "Danny, we just got $20,000. I stopped and turned around and I went towards the van, and when I went to the van, I just collapsed and I put my arms, I remember, on the door and I started to cry because I felt that God had heard my prayer.
This is beyond our wildest dreams. This whole evening and the gifts of everyone that's been involved in Supreme Master Ching Hai really affirms to us that what we're doing is truly living life on purpose and watching out for our brothers and sisters around the planet who do not have clean water to drink. And this means all the world to us, and it's just the beginning.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. We're deeply, deeply touched by your generosity, by your willingness to do something very extraordinary, to make a very generous donation to a group of people that you didn't even know before and just must have sensed or had some kind of faith that what we were doing was good, and we were touched by your extraordinary act of generosity, and we are full of gratitude. Our hearts are overflowing.
From September 18th to the 21st, 2009, the Barca Foundation launched another walk, the Walk for Peace, Water, and Tradition in Burkina Faso. This walk was accompanied by the festival performance that presented the beauty of traditional cultural spirit. The event also lasted into the World Peace Day, at which 1 minute of silence was observed for all humankind. Esu and Ina explained the connection between water, peace, and tradition.
No water, no life. No water, no peace. The two are intimately linked.
The world is in crisis. And the modern world, we believe, has forgotten some very essential ingredients about what it is to be in a global village, what it is to be a human being. And we've come here to Burkina Faso, and we see that people here remember the old ways, and they're continuing the traditions. And we believe that that is an important missing ingredient for the rest of the world. So we're here to develop a bridge between the United States and Burkina Faso. We're here to share one another's gifts and to facilitate bringing the gifts of the modern world to Burkina Faso and the gifts of Burkina Faso, the tradition, the spiritual wisdom, the community, the richness of culture and music to the rest of the world.
To mark the first day of the Walk for Peace, Water, and Tradition, the Barca Foundation was honored with the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Dear Ina and Esu, it is with great pleasure and gratitude that we present to the Barca Foundation the Shining World Compassion Award. This award is presented in recognition of your outstanding charitable efforts to provide comfort to those in need and your selfless deeds of service to humankind, bringing hope and happiness to the hearts of many. With love, care, and consideration, your foundation raises awareness and generates much needed funds to provide precious clean water to the Burkinabe citizens.
With heartfelt joy, Ina and Esu wish to express their gratitude again to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, you have made all of this possible. We would not be here today without your generous help and support and recognition of what these two ordinary people are doing in the world. Thank you so much. You are an inspiration to us.
And I want to look you in the eye and have a conversation with you and shake your hand so you can feel my heart. I know you can feel it through this camera, but I'd like our hearts to touch each other in the same space. And thank you for all that you're doing. You know, I said until we breathe our last breath, we'll be doing this work for peace for the children of the future. So thank you for supporting us in doing that. Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has conveyed the following message in reply to Ina and Esu.
You're a blessing to our world. God knows it all. God connects us all. With all my love and respectful salute, Ching Hai.
The co-founders of Barca Foundation will always imagine a brighter, fulfilling future for the people of Burkina Faso, and in doing so, help to shape a more joyous world. May heaven continue to bless your great dreams and laudable endeavors with resounding success, until peace is the center of every human life on earth. Kind viewers, thank you for joining us on today's program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May all be graced with abundance, wisdom, tranquility, and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.